Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stingler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
How about that, Padres fans? The Padres win their second game in a row and split the four-game series with the best team in baseball, the San Francisco Giants. Those last two games, if you would have told me on Tuesday that that was going to happen, I wouldn't have believed you. But this little resurgence is everything that the Padres needed right now. I'm Matt Scraby, and this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to go through everything today, and we're going to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. We're going to talk about the pitching. We're going to talk about the bullpen day, and we're going to hear from the manager, Jace Tingler, as soon as he sits down with the media. But the Padres needed this game, these last two games so bad. And if they were to have gotten swept by the Giants, I don't know where we would be at right now, but they didn't. They ended up winning these last two games, and the Cardinals are playing very good baseball right now, and now was the time to get some wins for the Padres, and the Padres stepped up and got some wins when they absolutely needed to. Now they're heading to St. Louis, and they are going to be playing the Cardinals for that second spot in the National League wild card. But today, the Padres offense, the last two nights, it's looked nothing like it did from the first two games of this series, and definitely nothing like it did playing the Dodgers last weekend. And in the last two games, they've combined for 30 hits. And how rare is something like that for the Padres this season? Well, in the only time you can go back and look for a two-game span in the 2021 season with 30 hits or more, you have to look to the two games right out of the All-Star break. The Padres put up 40 hits when they played the Nationals on that Friday and Saturday night. And so today, the second time in the 2021 season where the Padres have at least 30 hits in two games. So things going very well for the Padres right now, and things going very well for Nabil Crismat. We got to talk about him for a second. In a bullpen day when things were on the line, Pierce Johnson came out. He did his job. Nabil Crismat came out. He did his job, and he gets the win, too. He's 3-1 on the season, but going four innings, only giving up three hits and striking out one and only walking one. I mean, where would this team be without Nabil Crismat? He has been a lot of he's bailed the Padres out of a lot of tough pitching situations this year, and his four innings today really, really helped the Padres win this game. The stolen base was the thing today. Tommy Pham stole his 14th base. Adam Frazier stole his 9th base. And let's talk about Adam Frazier. Things are starting to turn around for Adam Frazier. He had another three hits today after he had four yesterday. So Adam Frazier starting to find it at the plate, and this is the perfect time. All right, Jace Tingler is sitting down with the media. So I'm Matt Scraby, and we'll be back with you right after he talks with the media on 97.3 The Fan.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jace Tingler. Presented by Sin Lee Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. The Cook's Asian Race.
Longer at bats, guys up and down the lineup, squaring the ball off, squaring it up hard, getting knocks, all directions, driving the ball, running the bases well, extending at bats, battling good pitches, taking, you know, some tough borderline. So, it's good to see. And now head to St. Louis and get ready to roll.
To your point with the offense, why the change? I mean, I know you were asked it yesterday. It's 2 days in a row now. It just seems like they're getting to the fastball better. They're using the entire field, putting the long at bats like you just described. How does it change that quickly? Or has it not really changed, just getting the results finally?
It's just nobody can explain it. It can be contagious. And that's, you know, anytime you have a big group of guys that are maybe – In a cold spell, you're also with the capability of quite a few guys getting hot together, and for 2 days, swung the bats very well, and want to take that into St. Louis.
Who's hotter right now, Adam Frazier or Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Pick your poison. Pick your poison. They're both doing a great job at the plate, no doubt. You know, Tatty with the a lot of different things, but I thought his homer today Frazier comes up, just big at bat after big at bat. So having both those guys getting a lot of hits, and all the guys before him, in between and after as well, creating some situations as well. But offensively, really happy up and down the lineup.
Bullpen day to day, I don't think you could have asked much more, especially out of Nabil Krismat. How important was his outing today?
How big's he been, you know, all year? He's been kind of the just secret guy at the back end that just continues to get the job done. Arguably maybe his best outing today, you know, four innings against a really good lineup. Gave us exactly what we needed. He just makes pitches, changes speed so well, and he competes so well. Guys love him. Guys pulling for him. Made some plays for him, but I thought he was huge. What he was able to do today to get us with a lead and to get us as far as he did. Pierce starting it, but then certainly Krismat dicing through the lineup a couple times.
I know they say momentum is only as good as your next day starting pitcher, but is there something to be said for taking these last two in San Francisco and being able to take a little bit of that newfound confidence into the St. Louis series?
We're excited to get into St. Louis. You know, we're playing a team that's and we're trailing and we're fighting for the same thing. So what more can you ask for?
Thank you, Jace.
Kevin Acey.
Jeez, how big were the plays by Profar and Pham in the fourth in the game?
Yeah, they were huge, especially with this lineup, San Fran, you know, up and down, threatening and left, right, and back and forth. So anytime those guys able to make those plays, certainly Profar by keeping the double play in check and with the ball off the wall, and then Pham sprinting to it. Good one-hop throw, equally impressive. Frazier holding the base and getting the tag down. So I thought it was huge for him to – and then get us back in offensively.
Hey, Nola going all 3 days, was there a particular reason for that besides that he seems to be swinging the bat well?
I think that's the main thing. He's catching. He is swinging the bat well, and he's feeling well with the knee health-wise, so that's why.
Assuming it'll go.
That was Padres manager Jace Tingler with the media after the game. If you want to see the rest of what he said or hear the rest of what he said to the media, you can go to our Twitter at 97.3TheFanSD. Adam's putting up all the videos right now. But tonight, or today at least, the Padres played very well, and if doing this against Kevin Gausman, who has been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year, it has to feel good for the Padres lineup. I mean, they put up 16 hits last night. They put up 14 hits today, 7 runs tonight. Or today. I keep thinking it's nighttime, but it's not. It's daytime. But they put up 7 runs today, and they did 9 runs last night. So this offense needed this more than anything right now in their season, because it was looking like it was just going to be going down and there was going to be no more wins. But that's not the case. The Padres have won 2 in a row. They have now they're now half game behind the St. Louis Cardinals, with the St. Louis Cardinals not playing today, but they have a chance to go into St. Louis, and they have a chance to reclaim the second wild card spot with a couple wins, maybe even a sweep against the Cardinals, and that would look pretty good on the Padres' resume for the postseason. And that is exactly what Padres fans wanted to see. Nabil Krismat gets the win. He's 3-1 on the year. Gausman takes the loss for the Giants, 14-6 on the season. I mean, I can't understate how important this was to get to Kevin Gausman. He went 5 innings. He gave up 8 hits, struck out 7, and gave up 4 earned runs. But that is one of the, I guess if you can even call it a bad start, but for his standard this year, that is one of the starts that he has struggled in. And it is just good for the Padres lineup to get that out of the way and get that under their belt, as well as being in a bullpen day. Bullpen days are always nerve-wracking for me, because you never know what you're going to get. But today, the bullpen was great. And the Giants, they just never go away. But the Padres were able to stave them off, and they ended up getting the win tonight, 7-4. Today, I'm going to realize what time of day it is by the time we get out of the postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby, Padres postgame show. The Padres beat the Giants 7-4. When we get back, we're going to hear from Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. when they were calling the game. And I'm going to tell you about the stat about Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting his 39th home run. Where does that rank amongst 22-year-olds in Padres history? I'll tell you when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by EcoWater SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at EcoWaterSoCal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's EcoWaterSoCal.com.
Matt Scraby, Padres post-game show on 97.3 The Fan after the Padres win their second game in a row and they split the four-game series with the San Francisco Giants 7-4. So how did they get to 7-4? Well, here is how they did it. In the top of the second inning, Trent Grisham, he ended up hitting a sacrifice fly. They got started early, and Adam Frazier was able to score, so that got them out in front 1-0 in the top of the second inning. And then in the top of the third, Fernando Tatis Jr. is just not ready to pack up yet for this season.
Gausman has been on trend with that as Fernando hammers this one. Deep down the left field line, it is gone! A home run for Tatis. Just over the 339 marker, a line shot to left field, and the Padres double their lead here in the third inning, number 39 for Fernando Tatis Jr.
And if you want to go back and check and see how many Padres players in the history of the franchise have hit a lot of home runs at the age of 22, Fernando has obliterated what the current or the previous franchise holder was. And the next highest home run total for a Padre at the age of 22 would be 21 home runs by Dave Roberts in 1973. Not the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, a different Dave Roberts. But he hit 21 at the age of 22. And now Fernando Tatis Jr. has hit his 39th home run of the season. So he is easily going to be putting himself in the Padres record books, as we all knew. Let's go now to the top of the fifth inning. The Padres still have not allowed the Giants to score. It is 2-0, and Tommy Pham starting to get hot.
Gausman deals, and the pitch to Tommy is lined into right field for a base hit headed towards the corner. Profar has scored. Frazier's coming in right behind him. And into second with a two-run double is Tommy Pham. Padres have doubled their lead, 4-0 here in the fifth inning.
And so now you're thinking, okay, the Padres offense is starting to click on all cylinders. And it was. It really was. In the bottom of the sixth inning, though, the Giants scratched across a run on a wild pitch by Austin Adams. So Chris Bryant scored there, made the game 4-1. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, Lamont Wade Jr., who has been a revelation for the Giants this year, he stepped into the box.
Runner on second, one out. 2-2 to Lamont Wade Jr. Pitch from Hudson is swung on. Hit in the air out towards deep left center. Pham on the run. Still going back. Won't get there. Hops over the fence. That is a rule book double to bring in a run. It's 4-2 here in the seventh.
You always kind of get a little bit lucky, I think, when you have a ball bounce over the fence, because then that freezes everyone. But so the score, as you heard Jesse say right there, 4-2. Now we go to the top of the eighth inning, and Will Myers, he did it last night. Can he do it again tonight?
First pitch coming, and Myers swings, rips it down the left field line. That is a fair ball headed towards the corner. Rattling around as Ruff picks it up with the bare hand. Nola has scored. Grisham to third, and Myers standing at second with an RBI double. The Padres answer again, and they go back in front 5-2 here in the eighth.
And so Will Myers putting the Padres up 5-2, and we're going to go continue with the top of the eighth inning because Manny Machado, who has been hitting balls like crazy and hard into the into play, but today the one that he ends up getting an RBI on was just a soft little fluttering pop fly.
First pitch coming, and Manny swings, hits it in the air out toward shallow center field. Bryant won't get there. Falls down for a base hit. Grisham has scored. Myers coming in, and a two-run flare for Manny Machado. 7-2 Padres here in the eighth.
So Manny Machado hits the ball at 100 miles an hour all the time, but today it was a nice little pop fly that ended up driving in a couple runs as well. So the Padres are now at 7 runs. They would end up allowing the Giants to get another run in the bottom of the eighth inning, but then Mark Melancon comes on for the second time in 2 games, and he is trying to close it out.
2-2. Here's the pitch from Melancon. It is at the top of the zone. Oh, a foul tip. Strike 3 into the catcher's mitt, and the ball game is over. It looked like a good pitch, But then Mark Carlson, the plate umpire, froze and eventually said, foul tip, strikeout. It'll do. And the Padres win back-to-back games in San Francisco to earn a four-game split and head to St. Louis a half game in back of the Cardinals for the final playoff spot in the National League.
And this win couldn't have been any bigger for the Padres. The last two games have been what they needed and exactly at the right time when they needed it. I heard Tony on the broadcast say it's not good to have your slump in the beginning of September, but it could be one swing that can turn things around. And the Giants didn't. It's not like they sat their players. The Padres beat the Giants these last two games with a full Giants roster, and it was just a really two good games for the Padres in the last couple. And if you would have told me Tuesday that we'd be sitting here Thursday with a split series, a four-game series with the Giants, I wouldn't have believed you, but that is exactly what happened, and I'm sure that the Padres are going to have a nice flight to St. Louis, but business is going to be as usual when they wake up in the morning. Matt Scraby with you here on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. Coach John Quintero, he was up early today. He was with us late last night, and he's back with us right now. Coach, we've been telling each other that we're going to be talking about wins here, and it wasn't working, but the last two, they've gotten some wins, and they got them in the right time that they need them.
Well, Matt, I got to tell you, this is the ball club I saw in April and May, what I've watched the last couple of days. And I thought today, aside from the relief pitch and not maybe being up to par other than Nabil Chris, Matt, who I thought pitched a heck of a ball game. I mean, he went four innings today and didn't give up a run. You know, the other guys in the bullpen kind of struggled today. Austin Adams, Daniel Hudson, Tim Hill. Pagan was only in there for a third of an inning and struck out the one batter he faced. Melanson once again gives up another earned run. But Nabil Chris, Matt, was fantastic. Pierce Johnson got the ball rolling today with that one shutout inning. But, you know, offensively, I'm seeing a very determined Padre baseball team swinging the bat. I mean, you look at what they've done the last two ball games against the San Francisco Giants. They've scored 16 runs and 30 hits. And, you know, today was just a marvelous ball game for the Padres offensively.
It was. And, you know, one player that is starting to come around and coming around at the right time would be Adam Frazier. He has picked up another three hits today. In the last three games, he's 8-for-12 at the plate. And if he can get going, that will be huge, obviously, for this offense.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. When they acquired Frazier, they really didn't know how to use him. They had him in left field. He was playing a little bit at second. He got off to a slow start. He was pinch hitting, you know, really wasn't playing a whole lot. And it took, you know, two things that's taken. With Cronenworth's injury, it got Tatis back at shortstop, and it got Frazier in the lineup every day. And Jake was having a great year. I mean, Jake, 20 home runs, doing a great job filling in for Fernando at shortstop. But it took Cronenworth's injured finger to get Frazier in the lineup. Now we're seeing the real Adam Frazier, the reason why the Padres wanted to acquire him. And we got Tatis back at shortstop, and he's swinging the heck out of the bat right now.
They are, and they're also running on the bases, too, because they picked up two stolen bases with Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier stealing those bases as well. And let's talk about Nabil Chrismat real quick, because he has been, I don't know where the Padres would be without him this year. He has been put into the game in some very the high leverage situations regarding him being able to go eat some innings for the Padres, basically. And he did it again today. Four innings, three hits, only didn't give up any runs, and only he struck out one, but only walked one as well. So what are your thoughts on Nabil Chrismat today?
Well, you know, A.J. Preller gets a lot of criticism because this ball club has played very poorly. But you know what? You got to give a man the credit when credit is due. He went out, him and his scouts went out, they signed Nabil Chrismat during the offseason. Nobody knew who he was. He had very little major league experience. They knew what they had. I think, you know, he had a good spring training, didn't make the ball club. You know, went down to AAA, pitched well, came up, went back. And, you know, he was kind of looked at as kind of the extra guy, kind of a mop-up man, you know, when you're down by five, or maybe a guy that goes in there when you're up by five. But he has really worked his way into high leverage situations. And I don't think we can underestimate what this man has done for the San Diego Padres. There was a lot of times this year when the Padres, I mean, they were dragging down in that bullpen, and the Bill Crisp man didn't come in and throw, you know, one inning. He'd give them that second or maybe even a third inning. So today going four innings, just a heck of an effort.
Yeah, heck of an effort is absolutely right. Now, the last question I have for you, Coach, Jerickson Profar, he has been at the leadoff spot the last two games. Padres have won the last two games. He seemed to have provided a little bit of spark. What are you seeing with Jerickson Profar at the leadoff spot?
Well, you know, Jerickson's an energy player. And, you know, he was kind of here, there, and all around throughout the course of the year. He was in the lineup. He was out of the lineup. He was out there with the COVID situation. Really kind of lost his spot kind of in the rotation a little bit. Tommy Pham had started to play better, you know, after the first 6 weeks of the season. But now, you know, he's fresh. He's energetic. He's always got a smile on his face. Not only is he doing a nice job the last couple of days at the top of the order, I think he ended up 1-for-5 today. But, you know, good quality at-bats, Matt. Good quality at-bats. Doing a nice job in the outfield. And, you know, my only concern, and I'm glad Will Myers got another RBI hit today. Last time he had the RBI pinch single. Today he had the RBI pinch double. I just wonder if he's nursing something. That's why he's not getting the opportunity. But, hey, you go to St. Louis, you got a right-hander, Miles Michaelis, on the mound. Hey, I'm running that same lineup out there tomorrow night.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, you're going to be on your regular time tomorrow from noon to 3. What do you got going on tomorrow on your show?
Tomorrow, obviously, we're going to talk a lot about this series. We'll check in on the Cardinals, find out kind of how they're going about their business right now. We'll have John Matthew to preview all the big high school football games in San Diego tomorrow night. And we'll certainly talk about college and pro football and recap tonight's Thursday night game. But, man, I got to be honest with you, I'm pretty fired up with what I've seen the last 2 days out of this Padre ball club, especially today. I really like the way they played today.
Yeah, they played like they needed it, and they played like they were kind of loose. It kind of was a different feel for the team that we've seen over the last 3 weeks. They kind of played like the team that we saw in April and May, like you kind of alluded to in the beginning of our phone call.
The only thing I can tell you, Matt, dinner is going to taste very, very good tonight.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us here on the post-game show, and we'll be listening to you tomorrow starting at noon.
All righty, Matt. And for all the listeners out there, man, enjoy your evening.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody enjoy their evening tonight. And thanks again, Coach. We'll be tuning in tomorrow. Coach John Katera, he is on noon to 3 weekdays here on 97.3 The Fan, and you can catch him talking about this series tomorrow starting at noon. I'm Matt Scraby, and this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. The Padres win today in a convincing fashion over the Giants, 7-4, and listen to some of the numbers from the guys over the last couple days. Adam Frazier is 8-for-12 in the last three games, so that's awesome. He's back up to .308 on his batting average. When he came to San Diego, he was in the 320s, but he struggled a little bit, but now he's building it back up. We also have Austin Nola, who's 5-for-8 in the last two games. So that's a great sign. He was 3-for-3 today. And you also have Fernando Tatis Jr., who has been hitting at a high clip as well. He is 6-for-8 in the last 2 days. He had a home run today, his 39th, and he also walked twice. So he was all over the place, all over the bases. I saw him a lot on base in this series, and Fernando Tatis Jr. being on base is always going to be good things for Padres. Always going to be good things. And they took down Kevin Gausman today, and he took the loss on the game, 14-6 on the season, and he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. So there's nothing. I know that there's going to be people finding some things to talk bad about, but I am not going to do that tonight because it was one of the most complete games we've seen from the Padres in the last month. And that's not a joke. That's not a joke. So we are going to continue having fun here on the post-game show. We're going to go to break real quick. We're going to select our player of the game. And we are actually going to hear from Nabil Crismat from the clubhouse. And I don't know that I've ever heard Nabil Crismat have an interview before. So I'm excited for that. And we'll do that when we get back here in about 3 minutes on your home for Padres baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
2-2 hit the other way, and he beats the shift. That's down the left field line. Pham racing over to try and get it, and he's going to go for two. Crawford's on his way. Here's the throw and the tag. He is at it. Second base. Big inning for the Padre corner outfielders. Profar with a great play to hold Belt to a single, and now Pham throws Crawford out, trying to stretch one into a double.
Matt Scraby with you, Padres postgame show. You may be thinking, why did you choose Tommy Pham as player of the game? Well, Brian Cohen made a very good point here in the break. He said that Tommy Pham's defensive play right there, gunning down Brandon Crawford at second base, and then turning around in the top of the fifth inning and doubling in two runners for the Padres, that was a huge swing in the game, and I agree with that. Tommy Pham is our player of the game today with that huge swing. A throw him out and then a two RBI single. Or double, I'm sorry, in the top of the fifth inning. And that put the Padres up 4-0. And that also ended a somewhat of a rally for the Giants there in the fourth inning as well. So very big 30 minutes there for Tommy Pham. And he is the player of the game. Now, I told you that we were going to be talking, or we're going to hear from Nabil Krizmat. And we are, because he is right now. And I am very interested to hear what he has to say.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Neil, congratulations. How good did it feel to go out there today and not only personally have your longest scoreless outing of your career, but to do it in a game as important as this?
I feel really good, really, like since yesterday and these couple weeks before. I've been feeling really well with all my pitches right now and just feel really confident and just go out there and compete and have fun.
On a day like today, it's a bullpen day. You know that you're going to get an opportunity to pitch most likely. Are you thinking beforehand, this is a moment where I can really make an impact and help this team out?
Yeah, really. I was prepared for that. They told me the last game I pitched here, the 2/3, and they told me to prepare for today, that I was going deep in the game. So I prepared myself for that. But sometimes I don't like that. Sometimes I like just the phone rings and preparing that moment, you know? Because then you start thinking too much, and that's sometimes not too good.
were you thinking a little bit coming into this game, or were you able to shut the brain off?
Not really. Like I tell you, I've been feeling really well these couple of weeks. I really feel really confident, and I just go out there and compete.
Can you feel a difference in the clubhouse and the dugout right now in these last two games, and just in terms of the confidence and energy that you guys have?
Yeah, for sure. I know that this team is we're going to do something special this year, so we're not going to drop it right here. We continue going, and we're going to San Luis to beat them, and I don't know, I have really good fiber with this team.
Nabil, thanks. Great job today.
Thank you.
Kevin Acey.
Nabil, how have you learned to, you know, just go out and have fun, and what has enabled you to be confident after all these years?
I don't know. I feel like I pitched a long time in the minor leagues, so I learned a lot about that. And every time I get the ball here in the big leagues, I just take it like it's going to be my first time here making my debut. So I just try to take advantage of that and just go out there and compete and have fun.
What is the difference that you guys were kind of down a few days ago, and now obviously scoring a lot, and it looks like everyone's on. What is the difference in the dugout and the clubhouse with the team versus a couple days ago?
I feel the energy is being really good right now. The guys are having fun. They're going out there and competing since the first at bat. And like I tell you, the team is going to do a big change right here. And every day when we come to the ballpark these couple days, it's been feeling good.
Nabil, you've been in a lot of games where you guys were trailing. Was it nice to like pitching with a lead and having a lead to protect today?
When I come to the games, I don't care about the sports, you know, because sometimes when you feel like you get too confident, and I don't like that. I just like, oh, I'm there. And I pitch all the time like the game is 0-0 for me and just try to go out there and compete.
That was Nabil Krizmat speaking with the media after the game. And the first time I've ever heard him do an interview, and I'm sold. I love Nabil Krizmat now. I'm going to try to get him on the show, Gwynn and Chris, for Friar Friday. By the way, a little programming note. We're scheduled to have Joe Musgrove with Gwynn and Chris tomorrow on Friar Friday around 3:40 p.m. But Nabil Krizmat seems awesome. He has a great, he had a really great disposition there, and he's also sounds like he's a lot of fun. So I'm going to try to get him on the show because I am now huge. I've always been a fan of Nubil Krismat, but now that I've heard him speak and heard his personality a little bit, I am a big fan of him. So good job, Nubil Krismat. 3-1 on the season with the win right there and a big time start. 4 scoreless innings, the most in his career, and he is making Colombia proud. As one of the only Colombians that is playing Major League Baseball, he has a great story as well. I encourage you to look up his story because it's one of different stories around baseball about guys coming from foreign countries are always interesting, but Nubil Krismat has an especially interesting story. So I really appreciate him sitting down with us, and I am going to be looking for some more Nubil Krismat interviews in the future. Matt Scraby here with you, Padres post-game show. Padres beat the Giants 7-4. They move within a half game behind the St. Louis Cardinals, who they are now going to be getting on a plane and flying to St. Louis tonight, and they will be playing for the second wild card spot over the weekend with the Cardinals. And hopefully, during that weekend with the Cardinals, we get more of these.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres' home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
Gausman has been on trend with that as Fernando hammers this one. Deep down the left field line, it is gone. A home run for Tatis. Just over the 339 marker, a line shot to left field. And the Padres double their lead here in the third inning. Number 39 for Fernando Tatis Jr.
And the 39th home run of his season will put the Padres at 163 for the season. They're now tied with the New York Mets at 24th in Major League Baseball. The Texas Rangers are below the Padres with 155. And the Washington Nationals are 4 up on the Padres and the Mets with 167. So that 39th home run of the year for Fernando was actually the Padres' 163rd home run on the season. And real quick, that I talked about it in the highlight segment, but Fernando at the age of 22 hitting 39 home runs obliterates the previous record for the Padres. And the next highest home run total for a Padre at the age of 22 is 21 home runs by Dave Roberts in 1973. Not the Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, but another Dave Roberts. And Fernando now completely has a hold and control of that home run record at the age of 22 in Padres history. Padres win over the Giants 7-4, and they are 76-70 on the season now, flying to St. Louis. When we get back, we're going to hear about what happened around baseball. We're also going to preview what is going to happen with the pitching status for the Padres, but at the end of the postgame show. But right now, we are just having fun and basking in the glow of 2 Padres wins in a row and them having 30 hits combined in the last 2 days. So when we go to break, we're going to continue the good vibes here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
Matt Scraby, Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to hear about what is going on around baseball right now. The Yankees and Orioles are playing in Baltimore in the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Yankees are leading 2-1 there. And the Cubs and the Phillies right now are tied in the top of the 5th inning. Get this. 7 runs for the Phillies, 7 hits for the Phillies, 7 runs for the Cubs, 7 hits for the Cubs. So that is as even as you can get, and they are in Philadelphia in the top of the 5th inning. The Rays are in Tampa beating the Tigers 2-0 in the bottom of the 4th. The Astros and the Rangers just started their game in the bottom of the 1st, 0-0. The Reds ended up beating the Pirates today 1-0, so we'll update you on what's going on with them here in just a second. The A's beat the Royals in Kansas City 7-2, and the A's are trying to fight for one of those spots in the playoffs there on the American League side. And Salvador Perez hit another home run for the Royals. Another. He's hit 45 on the season. He hit that in the first inning. So I'm just going to click on his name real quick because his stats are crazy this year. He's hitting 278 with 45 home runs and 112 RBIs and an OPS of 871. He He's also a catcher, people. He's a catcher DH, but that is an incredible season from Salvador Perez, so I wanted to stop down and give him a little bit of credit real quick. The Angels beat the White Sox in Chicago earlier today, 9-3, and the Rockies and Braves were postponed due to inclement weather in Atlanta. So those are all of the games that are happening right now. Not as many because it's kind of an off day, travel day for a lot of these teams, so that's why there's only a couple games. But if we go and look at the standings right now in the wild card race, things are going to get a little bit tighter here. For the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals have to see the Padres doing what they're doing and thinking, oh man, why are we playing them now when they finally start figuring it out? But in the AL right now, the Yankees and the Blue Jays are still tied atop the wild card, and the Red Sox are just right there as well. So there are a lot of teams that are in it in the American League, but in the National League, Dodgers obviously have the first wild card spot, but the St. Louis Cardinals have the second one currently, with the Padres a half game behind that and the Cincinnati Reds a full game behind the St. Louis Cardinals and a half game behind the Padres. The Phillies are three games behind the Cardinals. So there are tons of teams that are in this, and there are a ton of teams that are going to take it down to the wire. So the Padres just need to continue what they've been doing the last couple of days, and they need to continue to win. And that is what they've been doing here in the last 2 days. I mean, think about it. They just split a four-game series with the best team in baseball, who came into the series with a nine-game win streak and who came into the series with the best record in baseball. So this was a very, very positive series for the Padres. And if you're out there and you're a Padres fan, feel good tonight about this. Feel good about this win and feel good about where the team is heading into St. Louis. Now, we've already heard from our guy Nabil, and I'm just going to spoil it for you. He is our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Nabil Crismat picks up the win for the Padres today. He is 3-1 on the season. He goes four scoreless innings. He only gave up three hits, and he struck out one while walking one. So that is his best outing in his career. And you heard him in his interview. He just seems like a positive guy. He seems like he's a really fun guy. And good for Nabil Crismat. He is our relief pitcher of the game tonight. Matt Scraby will finally stop saying tonight at some point, but I don't think at this point it's going to happen. So we're stuck with me saying tonight. And when we get back, we're going to preview tomorrow night's game. And that will be a night game. So I'm good with saying that. And then we will close up shop here on the Padres postgame show. Right directly after the Padres postgame show, you'll be hearing Thursday Night Football between the New York Giants and the Washington football team. That is about to get underway, but we're going to have it here until we end the postgame show. So we're not going anywhere just yet. We'll be back in about 3 minutes on your home for Padres baseball after a Padres win, 97.3 The Fan.
Canyon Pottery is overstocked, and that means huge savings for you. You'll find the hottest deals on a great selection of pottery, planners, ceramics, vases, accent pieces, containers, fountains, and more at the biggest discounts ever. Canyon Pottery at 8080 Armour Street in Kearney Mesa.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Earn cash back every time you shop.
Now through September 24th, during Lowe's Just for Pros event, you can earn up to $150 in statement credits when you're approved for a Lowe's Business Rewards card from American Express and join the Lowe's for Pros loyalty program. This exclusive offer is only for new eligible Lowe's Business Rewards card members, so apply today at lowes.com/business credit. Lowe's, the new home for pros. More terms apply. U.S. only.
This is Tommy Pham from the San Diego Padres. The 2021 Padres play here. 97.3, The Fan.
Hey, Tommy Pham, you are our player of the game for that turn that you made in the top of the fourth inning going into the, or the bottom of the fourth inning going into the top of the fifth inning when you threw out Brandon Crawford in the bottom of the fourth inning, end the inning, and then you hit a two-run double in the top of the fifth to put the Padres ahead, and they go on to win 7-4. And as you just heard me say with the out-of-town scoreboard, the Padres are a half game behind St. Louis as they fly to St. Louis tonight from San Francisco. Matt Scraby with you on the Padres post-game show. We are closing up shop, so we are going to preview tomorrow's game between the Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals. New signee, Vince Velasquez, new acquisition. He is going to be starting for the Padres. Probably not something that we all thought was going to be happening here at the beginning of the week, but it is what it is, and he is going to be the starter for the Padres. He's 3-6 on the season, 5.95 ERA with 85 strikeouts. He came from the Phillies. They DFA'd him, so he does have some experience against a lot of National League teams, and he is a National League pitcher, so that will help out a little bit. And on the other side, Miles Michaelis will be starting for the Cardinals. He is 0-2 on the season, a 5.47 ERA with 18 strikeouts on the year. He is here in the last three starts in September. He has given up four earned runs in each start, and he has struggled to strike batters out. So the Padres have a good chance at getting to a starting pitcher tomorrow with the Cardinals playing some good baseball. That is exactly what they're doing. And Nolan Arenado is starting to lock in, or he is locked in. But against Velasquez, Nolan Arenado is hitting 133 in 15 at-bats. So that does bode well for the Padres. All right, that's it for the Padres postgame show here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby, and I want to thank Brian Cohen, our guy on the board. He is doing all the work for us here on the station this week and all the time. And I want to thank Tony Gwynn Jr., Jesse Agler, and Dave Marcus for putting on the show down at Petco Park while the team is on the road. And then Adam Klug, Michael Valenzuela, Kevin Callahan for giving me this opportunity. The Padres, they won it today. 7-4. They're 76-70 on the season. Nabil Krizmat gets the win, 3-1 on the year. Kevin Gausman takes the L, 14-6. That is a good feeling, and I'm sure that everybody out there and the Padres are all going to have a very, very good evening. Enjoy it, everyone. Seriously, enjoy this, because a two-game win streak, or whatever you want to call it, is very good, considering where we were at the beginning of the week. I'll be with you tomorrow on a pregame show that starts at 4:15, and we will have no Ben and Woods tomorrow morning, so Coach will start at noon, and it will go till 3, and then we will take over Gwynn and Chris 3 to 4:15, and we will have, we're scheduled to have No Joe Musgrove on the show for Friar Friday, so that should be around 3:40 p.m. Thanks to everyone who's listening, and we are going to send you right after this. We're going to send you to Thursday Night Football. The game is underway, so
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
Matt Scraby, Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to hear about what is going on around baseball right now. The Yankees and Orioles are playing in Baltimore in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Yankees are leading 2-1 there. And the Cubs and the Phillies right now are tied in the top of the fifth inning. Get this. Seven runs for the Phillies, seven hits for the Cubs. So that is as even as you can get, and they are in Philadelphia in the top of the fifth inning. The Rays are in Tampa beating the Tigers 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. The Astros and the Rangers just started their game in the bottom of the first, 0-0. The Reds ended up beating the Pirates today 1-0, so we'll update you on what's going on with them here in just a second. The A's beat the Royals in Kansas City 7-2, and the A's are trying to fight for one of those spots in the playoffs there on the American League side. And Salvador Perez hit another home run for the Royals. Another. He's hit 45 on the season. He hit that in the first inning. So let's. I'm just going to click on his name real quick because his stats are crazy this year. He's hitting 278 with 45 home runs and 112 RBIs and an OPS of 871. He's also a catcher, people. He's a catcher DH, but that is an incredible season from Salvador Perez, so I wanted to stop down and give him a little bit of credit real quick. The Angels beat the White Sox in Chicago earlier today, 9-3, and the Rockies and Braves were postponed due to inclement weather in Atlanta. So those are all of the games that are happening right now. Not as many because it's kind of an off day, travel day for a lot of these teams. So that's why there's only a couple games. But if we go and look at the standings right now in the wild card race, things are going to get a little bit tighter here for the National League. The St. Louis Cardinals have to see the Padres doing what they're doing and thinking, oh, man, why are we playing them now when they finally start figuring it out? But in the AL right now, the Yankees and the Blue Jays are still tied atop the wild card, and the Red Sox are just right there as well. So there are a lot of teams that are in it in the American League, but in the National League, Dodgers obviously have the first wild card spot, but the St. Louis Cardinals have the second one currently, with the Padres a half game behind that, and the Cincinnati Reds a full game behind the St. Louis Cardinals, and a half game behind the Padres. The Phillies are three games behind the Cardinals. So there are tons of teams that are in this, and there are a ton of teams that are going to take it down to the wire. So the Padres just need to continue what they've been doing the last couple days, and they need to continue to win. And that is what they've been doing here in the last 2 days. I mean, think about it. They just split a four-game series with the best team in baseball, who came into the series with a nine-game win streak and who came into the series with the best record in baseball. So this was a very, very positive series for the Padres. And if you're out there and you're a Padres fan, feel good tonight about this. Feel good about this win and feel good about where the team is heading into St. Louis. Now, we've already heard from our guy Nabil, and I'm just going to spoil it for you. He is our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Nabil Crismat picks up the win for the Padres today. He is 3-1 on the season. He goes four scoreless innings. He only gave up three hits, and he struck out one while walking one. So that is his best outing in his career. And you heard him in his interview. He just seems like a positive guy. He seems like he's a really fun guy. And good for Nabil Crismat. He is our relief pitcher of the game tonight. Matt Scraby will finally stop saying tonight at some point, but I don't think at this point it's going to happen. So we're stuck with me saying tonight. And when we get back, we're going to preview tomorrow night's game. And that will be a night game. So I'm good with saying that. And then we will close up shop here on the Padres postgame show. Right directly after the Padres postgame show, you'll be hearing Thursday Night Football between the New York Giants and the Washington football team. That is about to get underway, but we're going to have it here until we end the postgame show. So we're not going anywhere just yet. We'll be back in about 3 minutes on your home for Padres baseball after a Padres win, 97.3 The Fan.
Canyon Pottery is overstocked, and that means huge savings for you. You'll find the hottest deals on a great selection of pottery, planners, ceramics, vases, accent pieces, containers, fountains, and more at the biggest discounts ever. Canyon Pottery at 8080 Armor Street in Kearny Mesa.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gas. And see full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Earn cash back every time you shop. Now through September 24th, during Lowe's Just for Pros event, you can earn up to $150 in statement credits when you're approved for a Lowe's Business Rewards card from American Express and join the Lowe's for Pros loyalty program. This exclusive offer is only for new eligible Lowe's Business Rewards card members, so apply today at lowes.com/business credit. Lowe's, the new home for pros. More terms apply. U.S. only.
This is Tommy Pham from the San Diego Padres. The 2021 Padres play here. 97.3, The Fan.
Hey, Tommy Pham, you are our player of the game for that turn that you made in the top of the fourth inning going into the, or the bottom of the fourth inning going into the top of the fifth inning when you threw out Brandon Crawford in the bottom of the fourth inning, end the inning, and then you hit a two-run double in the top of the fifth to put the Padres ahead, and they go on to win 7-4. And as you just heard me say with the out-of-town scoreboard, the Padres are a half game behind St. Louis as they fly to St. Louis tonight from San Francisco. Matt Scraby with you on the Padres post-game show. We are closing up shop, so we are going to preview tomorrow's game between the Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals. New signee, Vince Velasquez, new acquisition. He is going to be starting for the Padres. Probably not something that we all thought was going to be happening here at the beginning of the week, but it is what it is, and he is going to be the starter for the Padres. He's 3-6 on the season, 5.95 ERA with 85 strikeouts. He came from the Phillies. They DFA'd him, so he does have some experience against a lot of National League teams, and he is a National League pitcher, so that will help out a little bit. And on the other side, Miles Michaelis will be starting for the Cardinals. He is 0-2 on the season, a 5.47 ERA with 18 strikeouts on the year. He is here in the last three starts in September. He has given up four earned runs in each start, and he has struggled to strike batters out. So the Padres have a good chance at getting to a starting pitcher tomorrow with the Cardinals playing some good baseball. That is exactly what they're doing. And Nolan Arenado is starting to lock in, or he is locked in. But against Velasquez, Nolan Arenado is hitting 133 in 15 at-bats. So that does bode well for the Padres. All right, that's it for the Padres postgame show here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby, and I want to thank Brian Cohen, our guy on the board. He is doing all the work for us here on the station this week and all the time. And I want to thank Tony Gwynn Jr., Jesse Agler, and Dave Marcus for putting on the show down at Petco Park while the team is on the road. And then Adam Klug, Michael Valenzuela, Kevin Callahan for giving me this opportunity. The Padres, they won it today. 7-4. They're 76-70 on the season. Nabil Krizmat gets the win, 3-1 on the year. Kevin Gausman takes the L, 14-6. That is a good feeling, and I'm sure that everybody out there and the Padres are all going to have a very, very good evening. Enjoy it, everyone. Seriously, enjoy this, because a two-game win streak, or whatever you want to call it, is very good, considering where we were at the beginning of the week. I'll be with you tomorrow on a pregame show that starts at 4:15, and we will have no Ben and Woods tomorrow morning, so Coach will start at noon, and it will go till 3, and then we will take over Gwynn and Chris 3 to 4:15, and we will have, we're scheduled to have No Joe Musgrove on the show for Friar Friday, so that should be around 3:40 p.m. Thanks to everyone who's listening, and we are going to send you right after this. We're going to send you to Thursday Night Football. The game is underway, so I'm going to step out of the way, and you can enjoy your fantasy roster or whatever is going on with the New York Giants and the Washington Football Team. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network.